Authorities in Thailand declared a curfew in Bangkok today, this after another tense day in the capital city. Government troops stormed the camps in downtown Bangkok, where so-called red shirt protesters were barricaded. Six people were killed during the clashes that followed. That prompted protest leaders to surrender, but some of their followers are fighting on. Ron Corbin is an independent journalist based in Bangkok. He's been there for 20 years. Ron, a long and trying day there in Bangkok. Can you summarize for us what's happened and what you've seen?
Well, it began very early this morning with an alert that it looked like the military was going to move into the Ratchaprasong campsite that the red shirt people had occupied since April 3. There were armored personnel carriers on the main road. Initially, the army moved into place, and it was something of a standoff for a while. Then the advance began about 8 o'clock this morning, when they started moving through the barricades, and we could hear gunfire and explosions going off elsewhere in the place.
Ron, how much of Bangkok is affected by this unrest?
I would say the entire city now is affected. In fact, when they began in mid-March, they occupied an area that was traditionally up near the government quarter, where protests traditionally took place, and doesn't have much impact on the commercial and business life of the city. On April 3, the Red Shirt Movement moved into this retail area, hotels and commercial area called Ratchaprasong. It had an immediate effect on business because it essentially shut the place down. After the military went in today, or as they were going in, the protesters started to set ablaze either supports, rubber tires. A major retail building and a department store right next to the protest site was set alight, and elsewhere in the city, fires were set at other department stores, television stations. Altogether, the last report we had was something like 27 fires were ablaze in the city late in the night.
Ron, you live in the center of Bangkok. As someone who's lived in the city for two decades, what does it feel like right now?
It's a very unusual situation. In the center of Bangkok, it's a lot of it is largely deserted. There's a very strong military presence, of course. The roads that are normally packed with cars and busy are empty. And also, of course, to see these plumes of black smoke, rubber burning, or buildings in the distance, it's very disconcerting. And I feel for the first time in 20 years of having been here, a strange sense of anxiety. I was present, I was working here in 1992 when the last political conflict took place, largely between the military on one side, it was quite clear, and pro-democracy people on the other. That lasted just a few days before the intervention of His Majesty. But that was fairly clear. That was black and white. This is much more multicolored. It's not simply one of the rich versus the poor, nor is it simply one of any particular class struggle. But the poor have been given a voice, perhaps for the first time, and they're making their presence felt.
Independent journalist Ron Corbin in Bangkok. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Ron.
Thanks, Michael.